Peg, Beis, Bishol, Seif, Mem, Dalad. Hiniach kedei agabe kake. He put the pot on the ground, on the floor. Notel kedei mesh kufa ktuma das lachzio. Hiniach agabe kake in lachzio hakedei ro. Eloish. If he took a pot from the fire, which is gufa ktuma, even if he has das to go and put it back on the fire. If you put it on the ground, we take on, you shouldn't put it back on the fire. You shouldn't put it back. And putting on the ground shows us that you must see that, you put away your mind from putting it back. This doesn't usually put things down on the floor if you want to put it back on the fire. Therefore, we take on that even if he has intention to put it back, the mice from putting the mice from putting on the ground, he's got mice from being metallic himself from putting on the fire, and he's not allowed to put it back on the fire. Then the halacha is not so straightforward. The other half a minute to say not like that. And if it does was to put it back, it helps. But at the end, he said he wasn't machriya 100%, but it is allowed. The Chazanish also has the suffer, but then he said he should be machmir. But Kol Ponim, what comes out, if it's the Shas HaTzchak, you can go and ask a Shaila Chochom, especially if you've got the Shitzaran, which we brought down before, that you can be saying Mechomet together with something else. Shem Zalman wants to say another thing, that if you've got platter, if you've got a hot plate, since a hot plate is not so straightforward altogether, there's Chazara for it. Therefore, Yeah, allows you to put it back on the hot plate. If Memhe, if he's still holding it. Even if his hands are still holding on the handles from the pot, it doesn't help you. If you put it on the floor, it doesn't help you holding on the handles. Since it is on the floor, it doesn't help. Nothing helps you to take it away from the siluk, from taking away the mice is considered you don't want to put it back on the fire. Part of the pot is in the air. And you're holding it with your hand, and it is allowed, because that's not considered you put it down on the ground. Any case which his hand is still holding on it, and because his hand is holding on it, it is stable. Without it, it would fall. Without it, same thing as you put on the shayish, half on the shayish, half in your hands. Then it's considered, since your hand would go away, it would fall down, considered still in your hands, and it is allowed. Seif Mem Vav. Now there's another question. The Gemara in Shabbos has a suffix. When we say you put it on the ground, it's considered considered a siluk. You've taken away your mind from putting it back. What happens if you didn't put it on the ground? You put it on a chair, you put it on a bench. Do we consider a chair and a bench on the ground or not? The Gemara has two lishnas. The halacha we take on that the lenient, that if it is on the chair or on a bench, if it's not on the ground, the halacha is you're allowed to put it back. Let's see that inside. Notul kedei magabe esh gufa ktuma uvedate lachzira. Enich agabe kise yesh lakele lachzir sechazor. If you put it on the chair, same thing, put it on a bench. And fire, which is good for Ketuma, but you've got intention to put it back. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you take on the lenient and you can put it back. But that's a chaznish, that's a notless akadesh, loyal that's lachzio, and if I can say, chaznish holds even much more than that, even if he didn't have intention to put it back. You put it on the chair or on the bench, and afterwards you change your mind to give it back, you can still put it back. That means, you got machlekes chaznish mishnah berurah, if we allow you to put it back on the fire, if it was on the chair or the bench, if it was without that lachnio, if you didn't have intention to put it back, according to the Mishnah Berurah, only if you have intention to put it back, according to the Chazanish, even if you didn't have intention to put it back. Mem Zayin. Notel kadeh me'esh gufa uktuma. V'nicha gabe ha'shayesh ha'bemitbach. Yesh ha'yu shedine k'nicha gabe kisei sh'nizbah b'sif ha'kid. What is the halacha if a person puts it on the shayesh? So now we know there is a din if a person puts it on the floor. Floor, we say, it's not okay. On the kisei or the bench, then what do we say? It is a machlokes, because we take on the linions. The shayesh is how we look on a shayesh. A shayesh is a place which one sometimes puts it there for leaving it, and sometimes one puts it there in order to go and put it back on the fire. The shayesh doesn't show us any way. The most poskim hold, since the shayesh doesn't show any specific way, it's not considered compared to the kata. Therefore, it's considered like mokisei v'safsal. The kisei v'safsal, the locha, you're allowed to put it back. Same thing as if you put it down on the shayesh, you're allowed to put it back. But Rav Ozna, he was noted to be machmir on that. Yeah, that's why he brings down the footnote. Rav Ozna said that he's noted to be machmir on it, but Rav Shem Zalman, Rav Nissim, Rav Yashiv Amrim, Shazeh, Beseder, Tiyoch Lachzidzeh, since it's not 100% sure that it is made in order not to put it back on the fire.